Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ken Hudson Show. Ken has investigated the strange and unusual for over two decades. He's led ghost tours, and he's accessed the most haunted places in the Southwest. He's the author of some 40 books of the paranormal, unusual, hidden treasure, conspiracies, and the downright strange. His personal experiences and the experiences of many others are related on this show and in his many books. Please sit back, relax, and enjoy as Ken takes us through tales of terror, trauma, and triumph. And now, your host, Mr. Ken.
And good evening. You're listening to Ken Hudnall. This is the Ken Hudnall Show right here on the one and only Blog Talk Radio, coming to you live from our studios in El Paso, Texas, gateway to the Old West, and the most haunted city in the country. Well, it's Thursday night, and normally I have a psychic on tonight, but due to a commitment, Robert's not with me, but Yoli is. And she'll be doing the first 2 hours of the show. Third hour, of course, is Ted Ferrone. We'll be talking about another movie that you may or may not want to go see. And we're going to be talking about all kinds of topics tonight. Certainly about the fate of the world. Now, Yoli's been right on in a number of her predictions about various disasters. So we'll see what comes of it. In the meantime, here's Yoli.
Hello. Hello, beautiful people. Oh, hunky-dory.
Having a fun time, huh?
Yes, the best of paradise.
Sitting here waiting for the storm to hit.
Oh, yes. Quite a big storm.
Yeah, I hear the thunder coming through the window I'm sitting near. Certainly gives me something to look forward to. If the lightning cracks, I'll lay up like a Christmas tree.
Yes, we're getting thunder on this section also. No rain, but thunder.
Well, if the lightning hits, I'll get a charge out of it, that's for sure. Well, you weren't with us on Monday, so folks didn't get to start their week out with having predictions of what the future holds. So what do you see for the next, shall we say, 60 days?
I'm still seeing a lot of flooding in China. Very strong activity there other than the flooding. Tulsa, Oklahoma, to all the way towards Atlanta, I'm seeing very strong activity. I don't know if it's tornadoes or flooding, but it feels very, very strong. I'm seeing a lot of activity in Colombia, the Philippines, a lot of flooding, a lot of rain. I'm feeling Japan is going to have some kind of strong activity there. I don't know if it's an earthquake or some kind of disaster.
What do you see for the border region?
It's getting pretty bad. It's not getting pretty bad. It's already bad. It's getting worse. They already killed a psychic in Juarez.
You know, the psychic should have seen that coming.
Actually, it's true, Ken, because they do give us a heads up a day before when there's going to be something bad happening the next day.
Well, the day before is not enough. I want plenty of warning to get the hell out of Dodge.
No, they only give us a day before. Did you know they sighted a UFO in somewhere in Mexico? They caught it on film.
Well, they've caught UFOs in Mexico a number of times. There were some pilots in the Mexican Air Force that caught them on the gun cameras. And then not too long ago, there was a major, huge UFO that appeared over a Chinese airport.
Yeah, it was the military who caught the picture of the UFO flying by.
Mm-hmm.
And it was silver in color, and it was kind of tilted, and it looked like, you know how a jet releases a lot of steam or whatever that is, and fire.
A contract.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's what the UFO was releasing.
Well, Yoli, when you gotta go, you gotta go. And the UFO apparently had to go.
Extremely. That's the first time I hear one doing that.
There's been a number of instances where UFOs have done some type of purging of its systems. The interesting thing is going to be finding out, as they said in China, is it a real UFO or is it some type of government program?
Who knows? I can never penetrate those little things. They don't allow me.
Well, there's no excuse in that. You need to be firm.
That's true.
Now, what do you see about the border region?
There are going to be more people coming over, but it's mostly legally. And there's a lot of people leaving the United States.
Hmm. You have to wonder about that. Do they know something's going to happen that the rest of us don't?
Well, the majority are illegal. That's what I'm seeing.
So they're all going to Arizona?
No, they're leaving.
Well, Arizona's fun this time of year. The CatStar 66 said it's 10 o'clock on Friday in Australia, and she's listening to us all
day,
at work.
Mate.
We have people from all over the world listening to us. In fact, we have so many people listening, if each one would send me a dollar, I could retire. And it's raining in the Northeast, but it's not raining here on the west side.
No, it's not raining in the lower valley yet, but it's coming. It's a big storm coming, and there's going to be another bigger one later on the week. That I do sense.
Hmm.
And I do sense flooding. Not heavy flooding. It's just, El Pasoans don't know how to drive in rain or snow. So nothing new.
That's true.
But some parts do get very, very flooded, like some parts of Sunland. Those streets get awful. Some parts of Gateway East, those get real, real bad. When it floods, it floods. The east side floods real bad.
Well, now, instead of worrying about dogs and cats, the mayor ought to worry about the flooding.
And but he's going through those places. I mean, if you notice that the water looks very suspicious, it probably is deep.
Well, certainly, there's a lot of deep water in this town. I wouldn't suggest swimming in the drainage ditches.
Oh, no. Not at all.
Okay. Heidi says she just signed up to start school August 23rd. How's that looking?
It's a two-year
course to get her BS in criminal justice. Well, you can BS right now about criminal justice. I do it all the time.
They're telling me she makes A's, you can make an A.
Yeah, but that's setting a very bad example for everybody. That's raising the bar, and you really shouldn't do that.
She'll make it. She's very smart.
Okie dokie. Now, what, she's scared about the math. Well,
sit in the wavefront and hang around with the smart ones.
And take your professor out and get him or her drunk a couple of times and things will be fine.
Take your tape recorder in case if you miss something.
I never allowed taping in when I did a class.
Oh, I've seen people taking huge tape recorders.
No, I never allowed it. You see, sometimes you may want to change the answer on the test. It's all online, and her husband's doing it with her. Well, I suppose that's a good way to do things.
All her classes, what I'm hearing, not all your classes are going to be online.
Yeah, you may actually have to go to class. They actually had me go to class every once in a while. It was terrible. Interrupted my morning naps. Can't afford the trip, she said. The University of Phoenix.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's online.
I reckon that's as good a school as any.
Because I keep hearing that she will be attending classes. And they keep saying, go up to the front. I don't know if they're saying the future for her or... I know it's not the present, but it looks like the future for her.
Okay.
Because she still needs more classes. That's what I'm hearing. Needs more classes and needs to sit in the front.
Well, I suppose sitting in the front's a good a way as any to gain the attention, if you will, of the professor.
It prevents you from falling asleep in case if the teacher is boring.
Well, now, none of the classes I did was boring. In fact, I kept them riveted right on the edge of their chairs. But I can see your point. Some professors are dumb as bricks.
Oh, I know, but I never had boring teachers when I went to college. I never did.
Well, I tried to take English as a foreign language, and they wouldn't let me do it. They asked me why, and I said, I'm from the South. I speak Southern. Heidi says she's going to pop. I don't know why she'd want to do that, but whatever gives you the thrill.
I was going to come on here and get a full reading from Yoli.
All right. That sounds good to me.
Yeah. Well, I was going to tell Yoli that I am intending on getting my master's in criminal justice and administration.
Great. Great.
Is the one I'm looking at, but I'm not real certain yet.
But I still see you in that. I don't know if you're going to change your mind later on, but I do still see you in that.
Yeah.
And you're going to do great in it.
That's what I'm hoping. I mean, I used to work security, and I liked it a lot, so I figured,
well,
you know.
You already done great
school.
All this time. Look at your grades from the past, A's and B's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, always.
So I know you're going to do better this time.
I feel like it's gonna my only issue is math.
Yeah,
math
it is
that I had an understanding in high school. I didn't attempt to do it, and it didn't wrestle me to the ground and beat me with its own stick.
No, you're going to do great.
Okay, and then I wanted to ask about my son, because he's kind of been hitting this phase of where I don't know if he's going to make it to 3.
You have to remember, from birth to 2, they're exploring their world. Let them explore.
Well, he's really starting to
stage.
Push it.
Yeah, he does. But they're still exploring.
It's one of those, you sit there and you tell him no, and he gives you this look, and then he goes and he does it anyway. And
yeah, because they instantly forget that you said no, or they're testing their boundaries still. But
yeah,
3 years
say,
old,
he doesn't
on
forget
up,
I say no.
They know.
But yeah,
oh,
so
that's nothing.
That.
Wait till later on. He's really going to push your butt.
That's what I'm wondering, because I'm sitting here going, sitting
he's
here
very
that
smart.
He's bad now. Yes.
He's very, very smart. He picks up on things really quick.
Uh-huh. He does. And then, yeah, I was just wondering if there's anything else I need to kind of keep an eye out for or start planning for or anything.
The street. When he's 3 years old,
the street.
Beware of the street. Because he's going to be tempted to cross it. Because there's some children you tell them, don't cross the street, stay here. They'll stay there. Your son, you tell him, don't cross the street, you're going to see him on the other side of the street.
Uh-huh, that I know.
Wait till he comes home with a 19-year-old girl.
I'll whack him with a stick.
Well, you know, when I was about 16, I was asked what I wanted for Christmas, and I said a 19-year-old girl, horrified my mother. My father asked me if I have any names in mind. I did.
So bad. Well, is there anything I need to watch out for me personally, Yoli, or for my husband?
I'm still hearing be careful in the rain for your husband.
Okay.
And your son's going to bump into the wall so hard. I do see blood from his mouth. It's not major,
like,
so don't panic.
It's like an everyday thing.
And that's going to happen soon.
Okay.
That's
like an everyday thing with him. Colliding into walls and doors and other people. And
yeah, but not to panic when that happens with that one.
Yeah.
He looks like he's going to have a little swollen lump on his forehead. That he wants to do it now.
Now? What? Do what?
Explore.
Yes. He wants to go out in the rain. It's like, no, I'm not that kind of crazy.
If it wasn't thundering, okay, but thundering, then it's not okay.
No, I don't do rain. You ask my husband, I do not do wet, I do not do cold.
with a raincoat and hat and splash around. It's fun.
I live in El Paso. I don't own a raincoat.
Then cut up a garbage bag.
Is there anything else I need to be wary or
no.
be looking forward to?
No, nothing. Don't worry. Your path
okay.
is very clear. Your path is very
oh, good.
Safe.
Good.
Just
That's
stop at the
be.
Yellow light, okay?
Yeah.
You're
and
still
does
not
it look like I'm
going to
be getting a paid gig anytime soon?
No, not yet.
No.
Okay. No. That's what I'm hearing, not yet.
Okay.
Okay. Good luck to you. And
your
wee little one.
Yes.
I'm sorry?
I said thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'll talk to you later, Ken.
All right. I'll be here.
You will.
You know, so many people are wanting to get a master's. I got two master's, a doctorate, a bachelor's, and that and 50 cents to get me a cup of coffee.
You sound like my brother-in-law. He has 7.
Well, I would have had more, but unfortunately, you know, they got downright expensive. And they actually expected me to attend class.
That's what normally happens.
Well, it shouldn't. I told them I knew all the stuff. What were they bugging me for?
In some sense, you did because you have a photographic memory.
Except the older I get, the foggier the film gets.
I doubt it. I think it gets better with age.
Well, right now I'm officially older than dirt, so... All right, we're waiting for that first caller, or the second caller, rather. 915-219-4210 if you're in the El Paso area. Toll-free from any place in the continental United States, 866-229-2155, or... 347-857-2680. Any of those numbers will get you on the Ken Hudnall Show. And you can find out what the future holds for you. Not when we watch his videos and read his books. He has a severe delay on the BTR site. Well, you have to remember... that everything comes to he who waits, and apparently tonight they're wanting you to wait. Now, anything else of interest that you foresee on the horizon, Yoli?
A hurricane towards Florida. I don't know if it's going to change course, but it's going towards Florida.
Okay. How bad is it going to be?
Not too bad. It's strong, but not that strong. I would say 50 to 60 mile per hour wind, more or less. It's the next one that...
The next one is what?
Because they said 3 to 4 hurricanes are coming towards that way. I don't know, some of them will die down, but there's one that's very, very strong. Very destructive.
Going to be another Katrina?
There'll be another Hurricane Andrew. Hopefully it'll die down before it gets to landfall. But I see it very, very strong.
Well, now, you know, there are those that are saying all these hurricanes we're getting hit with are the result of weather warfare. What do you think about that?
Even the earthquakes, everything is starting to turn out man-made in a way. All that drilling, the testing of rockets in the ocean. We're changing the earth. We're actually changing the earth.
Well, that is true. But the question is, how much changing is going to be done, and is it going to have a long-running effect?
Yes, it is. It's going to have a big effect. California, some parts of California is going to break away and become its own island, like its own island. San Francisco, Chile, some parts of Chile is going to break off.
That would prove interesting. Now, when's this going to happen?
In the future.
Well, of course it's in the future, but how about something a little more specific?
Oh.
Well, I know when to go buy a beachfront property in Arizona.
In 5 to 10 years, the changes will be made.
Well, now, how much of that's going to be the result of 2012?
No, that's not going to happen with 2012 with them. There is going to be major changes in 2012, but it's like the world healing again, trying to heal. There is strong activity, though, but it's like a major war.
When's this going to be?
In 2-3 years from now. Probably by the end of next year.
Who's going to be involved in it?
Iran, Iraq, North Korea. Russia. All those are going to be against us.
Against us?
Against us.
Yeah, that's a bummer. We going to win?
Yes, of course. We're going to have very strong allies also.
And who are our allies going to be?
England, Germany. Italy, Spain, France bowing out.
Now, France is going to surrender as soon as somebody yells boo, so that's not really going to be a player.
I guess. No, I think they had enough of war. China will debate whether to be with us or against us, and it looks more a little bit more like against us.
We let them buy our treasury notes, and we let them invest, and now here they are turning against us. You just can't trust anybody. You said that's the end of next year?
By the end of next year.
North Korea is
already trying to pick a fight. They're trying hard to pick a fight. And they want it now. It's that feeling like they want it now. And we're doing it the proper way, by going through the UN, the proper channels. South Korea's doing the same thing, trying to go through the proper channels as to why they're doing this. And North Korea will give no explanation.
Well, frankly, we ought to nuke them till they glow.
Moving where?
There's a notation in the chat room. Heidi just found out the outside of the coffee pot's hot.
Okay.
I mean, I'm surprised to find that out, but... And her response, I really can't repeat. I tell you, nobody understands the strain I operate under. Okay, what else have we got hovering on the horizon?
Seen a huge bus accident, but I can't pinpoint. Can't pinpoint exactly where in the United States. I know it's up north. There's been quite a bit of bus accidents lately.
Yeah, there have.
I remember I announced it last week, and this Sunday or Monday, there was two bus accidents in some parts of Mexico. A lot of people died.
Well, that'll teach them not to pay attention to what your predictions.
But that's carelessness when you're going so fast and not paying attention to the road.
See, I'm doing business with an unfriendly. Is it going to bite me in the butt? Oh, no, I'm doing business with an unfriendly. So apparently it's raw, whatever it is. It hasn't been fried yet. Is he going to bite him in the butt? Then that's Keith.
What does that mean?
An unfriendly? I don't know. Maybe he's going to be dealing with somebody in the raw. Now, why he would be dealing with a naked person, I don't know, but perhaps... Worse yet, the great imposter.
He's got too much love handles. He needs to start exercising.
Okay, I think the readings have taken a marked turn into a peculiar direction here, but... The Great Imposter or Keith? Who's the naked person with the love handles?
a gentleman on the computer.
Okay. Mary Tian wants to go on my tour the 7th. Oh! Well, you know what my response would be, given anything to say, but it's your call to make. All he's going to do is steal your material.
What, Kim?
Mini-Me wants to go on his... And I said, it's your call to make. All he's going to do is steal your material and pretend it is his.
Can we all just get along?
Not as long as we got a thief out there who thinks it's right for him to steal what someone else has worked hard to prepare so that he can look good.
Anyway.
That's it, exactly. And that's exactly what I said.
Just a reminder, I'm going to be doing psychic readings August the 7th at 2600 El Paseo Road at the Metaphysical Life and Enrichment Center in Las Cruces. And it's from 11 to 5. 11 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. It's a very beautiful place, very peaceful. I like the trees, the big trees they have there.
Well, it should be interesting to see what comes of that.
I wish they had something like that here with beautiful trees and beautiful surrounding areas.
Well, City Council would never let it happen. They prefer to spend the money for stupid things.
Oh, yeah, that's that.
Yep. Now, since we have a few minutes and you haven't done it in a while, yes, but if you keep your competition close enough to hear what you say, the next you know, he'll be telling everybody he's the first one to do gunfight tours in this town, and he'll be using all your information to do it.
He already is.
Oh, I'm sure he is. And the first of... his ghost tours that I had the chance to hear is like listening to one of my books, because it came out of my book. But he sees nothing wrong with that. He thinks it's a smart way to get ahead.
Well, there's no patent on it.
But there are copyright laws.
That's true.
So we'll see how all that plays out.
True. They still want to see your ghost tours.
Say again?
They still want to see your ghost tours.
Well, I've had a lot of people ask me to do them. You know, he struts around downtown saying that he's the first one to do a downtown ghost tour. I started doing them in the year 2000, but... that kind of gets lost in the shuffle. All right. Since we've got a few minutes, why don't you give me a formal full reading?
Ken, you're meeting with, it looks like, 2 to 3 men. And the outcome looks very positive because I see you shaking hands with him and you're smiling.
Uh-huh.
And you hardly don't use your smile that much.
That's true.
And what I'm hearing is you love what they're saying. You're not going to agree with everything they say, but the outcome is going to be very good.
Okay.
I do see you signing papers.
All right.
And you are giving those papers back to them. And that's when you guys are shaking hands. So that looks very, very positive.
Okie dokie.
What I'm hearing is money is being discussed.
That's always good.
But I'm also hearing your, the way you're looking at this thin man, like, oh, do shut up. Like, he's not making much sense. Just hear him out. Hear what he has to say. And Everybody's entitled to their own opinion, so bite your tongue.
Well, they are not entitled to their own opinion if they disagree with me.
Like you said, bite your tongue when it comes to that meeting.
Okay. But you see everything going according to plan.
Yes, I do.
Very good.
And if anybody wants to contact me, they can call me at area code 915-858-6859.
Well, we've got a caller, I guess.
Guess? Psychic?
Hey, I'm doing good to read the book. Now, the any other things you foresee on the horizon for me?
Well, your book sales are going strong. I see a furry little dog in your path.
Mm-hmm. Well, having had to sit with three as they died, that's problematic.
It looks like a two-tone colored little dog. The bottom, it looks white. The top looks like a reddish brown color, or just a light brown color. Something like that. The very, very friendly face.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying we're going to have another dog?
Yes.
Be interesting. We've got Keith on line three. Would you go ahead and bring him on?
Am I on yet?
Well, that depends.
Hello, Ken. How are you folks doing this evening?
Hi, Mr. Keith.
Okay, if I could, just a good overall general reading myself. Just now, what we got going in the future here? Get the hell out of my life. If I don't kill a kid for biting me.
Your what are biting you?
The 2-year-old just took a bite out of my leg.
Bite it back.
Oh, please, no.
I don't know what it was. I said, I was getting ready to head out of the kitchen, and he sat there and grabbed me by the leg. Next thing you know, I feel the sharp little teeth. Anyway, now everybody's got their hearing back. Like I said, just a good old overall reading. What do you see coming down the pike?
Your guardian angel's telling me for you to take care of your joints.
Okay.
He said you're putting a lot of stress on them. He wants you to take care of your lower back also. You're putting too much stress. Do not carry your child on your side, because you're putting stress on your lower back. You keep doing that.
Yep, I'm guilty, especially today, of doing that.
No, take care of your back.
Okay. Anyways,
if your son wants to bite on something, what you can do is put those bagels in the freezer, and it'll soothe
mm-hmm.
his teeth. Bagels usually soothe. It's better than a teething ring.
Well, he shouldn't be teething. He just didn't get his way. But we'll give that a try.
He loves the reaction you give him. He loves to see your face when he does that to you.
Hmm. Unfortunately, sometimes I think we have the devil spawn, but that's beside the point. Well, I mean, such a cute kid, and he'll get that little grin on his face, and he'll go do something he knows he's going to get killed for, and then he turns on the charm, and you don't dare kill him because he's too darn cute.
Exactly. He looks just like Dad was when he was small.
That's what my mom tells me, which is scary, because I remember half the crap I pulled.
Including the tip of his little hair that's standing up.
Yep, unfortunately, that tip is gone on Dad. It went south for the winter and never came back. But...
He's just a typical child.
Yep.
Just like you were.
Okay. So, my joints. Okay, watch my joints and don't carry them on my side. And anything else I should be looking out for?
Try putting a pillow between your legs. From the knee down to the ankle, so your body can be better aligned when you're sleeping. That way you're not putting more stress to your back also.
Okay. I think I can pull that off.
Otherwise, everything's
okay.
Going to be fine for you, both of you, for all of you.
Okay.
Other than your child getting into mischief.
Well, that's almost daily, but we just take that for granted, just try to catch him or try to keep him from getting too far in. What about
exploring?
I know. Pushing his limits to see what he can get away with. He still hasn't quite figured that it's okay to color in a coloring book, but the floor is off limits for some reason.
Wait till he fries the walls.
Well, the front door I need to scrub down. He got that yesterday, and I didn't catch him before. I'm trying to figure out where he found the crayon. But
get him the washable kind.
Yeah. But
not for the walls.
Yeah. But I see he hasn't got to the walls too much. So I said it's just got white tile floor in it. I guess he just doesn't realize it's not paper, but better he does, and he knows it's easier to clean up, and he doesn't get killed quite as bad. But, okay, anything on the income side of the house? Are we staying the same? We get to see
it's
something a little more in the paycheck?
No, still the same. Not until later on this, by the fall, I'm seeing around November, December.
Okay, is that going to go up or go down?
Everything's the same. like a bonus type of, that's all.
Hmm.
Everything's staying the same for a while. And it looks like an increase
of some kind. What number do you want?
Say again, Ken?
You already make the big bucks with the county. What more do you want?
Well, this is true. It makes the $3 for the county, and then if they take $2.90 for this, that, and the other thing. So, hey, what can I say? Yep.
Yeah.
He's trying to figure out
what
I'm...
Sorry. No, otherwise, hey. Everything's fine with you and your family.
Okay, so in other words, I get to chug along and grip my teeth.
Yes, and
that's
put
no
some knee protectors.
And knee protectors. Okay, okay. Well, that's all I needed to know. I thanks much, Yuli, and you have a great
You're
day.
Quite welcome.
I got to go kill a boy. Talk to you later.
We have Kathy from Silver City.
How are you?
How are you doing?
I am doing great. I have a question for Yuli. I have a four-month-old baby. And she's being super fussy. She has some health issues, and the doctors don't know absolutely nothing. Do you see something for her?
She's got a lot of hair.
Yeah, she's hairy.
I'm scanning her right now. You've taken her to 2-3 doctors. Is that correct, what I'm hearing?
Yes, yes.
What makes you think something is wrong with her?
Because she cries all the time, she throws up all the time, and we don't know what it is.
What I'm hearing, it's not uncommon for her to do this. She may have a milk intolerance, but also babies usually throw up.
Okay.
And what I'm seeing, because I already scanned her body, and I'm not seeing anything wrong with her.
Okay.
What I am seeing is do not bounce her up and down after the feedings. Feed her
a
small amount, and then stop a little bit, and then feed her another small amount.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Can I ask you something else?
Don't forget to burp her.
I definitely will. We live right now in a very rural area. Do you see moving us forward from here?
I do see you packing. I do see you moving out of there.
Do you know when? This year, next year?
I'm seeing for next year, the beginnings of next year.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, and you have a great day.
Same to you. Good luck to you.
Okay, bye. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. That was Kathy from Silver City, New Mexico.
Yeah, first
We've
time
got off. Listeners all over the place. And if you want to get involved, if you want to get a reading, 915-219-4210 in the El Paso area. Toll-free from any place in the continental United States, 866-229-2155 or 347-857-2680. Any of those numbers will get you on the Ken Hudnall Show, and you can find out what the future holds for you. Now, do we have anything unusual for the El Paso area that you see?
Hail. A lot of hail. A lot of rain. Flooding. Like I said, a lot of flooding. Oh, multiple car accidents. Please be careful driving. I see a car, multiple car accident in the freeway. And it's going to be by this Friday. So don't be in a hurry to get home. Don't be in a hurry to go to work because it's Friday.
Well, I'm never in a hurry to go to work.
Thursday and Friday, there's going to be car accidents galore.
Okay, but nothing...
Major? No.
Nothing ever happens here.
No, everything is, burglaries are going up a little bit. No, assaults. I'm hearing assaults are up. Burglaries are down, crime down. That's why we're the safest city in the whole United States.
We are not the safest city.
Yes, we are.
I don't know where you got that piece of propaganda.
From the FBI.
I rest my case.
We won't if they storm over here.
That's quite true. Well, I've already got my 3 sandbags, and I'm ready to defend the place.
Besides your 9mm.
Well, 9mm is too small. That just annoys them. You need a 45.
A shotgun.
Well, now that's being antisocial. Miss. Shotguns being antisocial.
Oh, that's right. You have to invite them in.
That's true. And then you deal with the problem. Now, I do want to remind folks that this hour is brought to you by Marcello's Ristorante Italiano, 2 locations, 1360 Lee Trevino in the Sun Point Shopping Center and 5380 North Mason in the Festival Crossing Shopping Center. A little bit of old Italy right here in El Paso, Texas. They got some of the best Italian food you will put in your mouth. They got pastas, vegetarian plates, fish, lamb, chicken, veal, all of it. We'll remind you of old Italy.
Okay, and to the lady who called about her baby.
Yes.
She puts her upside down on her arm and pats her and rocks her back and forth. Her crying will cease. Her crying will stop. Of course, don't put her face on your arm, but just cradle her upside down in that position. She will stop crying and enjoy that.
Well, I don't know if she's going to enjoy being hung upside down, but
hung upside down. She's going to cradle her in her arm upside down.
Oh, I misunderstood. I thought you were hung upside down. I was going to say.
No. She's going to be patting her back and rocking her back and forth and moving her up and down gently, and she's going to enjoy that very much, and her crying will stop automatically.
Well, almost anybody you hang upside down is going to stop whatever they're doing.
She's not going to be upside down. Well, not in that aspect.
Okay, we've got Lane in Roanoke, Texas.
Good evening.
How are you?
I am doing okay. How about you guys?
Hanging in there. You sound absolutely ravishing.
Hunky-dory.
Oh, thank you. I was calling in to ask Yoli for a body scan as well. I was very interested in the previous caller.
Oh.
Okay. You doing a scan for her, so I would love that.
What I did notice right away that you have cancer in your family, and I do notice cysts on your breast, most strong in the right side. I hope I'm turning
okay.
The right way.
they're
benign. I'm hearing that they're benign.
Okay, but go ahead and go get my mammogram that everybody is pushing me to go get.
Exactly, because you've been stalling.
Yes,
I have. It's been, 3, 4, 5 years since you haven't gotten one?
I've never had one.
Ah, that's why.
But I was supposed to start 5 years ago. You're correct in that. That's
okay.
When people started
if
bugging me.
If the doctor gives you the prescription for the mammogram,
uh-huh.
Tell them to put cone compression or ultrasound if needed. That way, if
okay.
They do find something, you won't have to go all the way back to the doctor to get it, go all the way back to the mammogram place to do it. That way, they do it right then and there.
Okay.
okay, you don't waste time in it.
I need to write that down.
So you said cone compression or
ultrasound
phonogram
if needed.
Okay, great.
And I'm scanning you further down. You're not in bad shape.
Good to know.
Yeah, you're in pretty... Ken was right on that aspect. This is very nice. Has beautiful outfits. Coordinates her wardrobe.
I try.
Very healthy runner sometimes.
Will you look at my right ankle? I'm having issues with that, and I need to know if I should escalate that or just let it
heal.
But
I'm seeing that you put too much pressure to it. You need to get those, what are they called? You need to see a foot specialist for it. I think they're core orthotics that,
okay,
that you slip into your shoes to balance your posture, because you're putting,
yes,
more pressure on that leg than on the left leg. That I did see.
Very interesting. I
have you noticed
when
you stand, you put more pressure on the right?
You
take off a little pressure the left.
I was going to say, in physical therapy, I was told that my legs are half an inch. There's half an inch difference in my legs.
Yes, there is. So our arms, our eyes, they don't match.
Right.
Not even our breasts match. Not even the ears, they don't match. It's always
different. I beg your pardon.
Different. Nobody has identical matches.
True.
And unfortunately, yes, your leg came out a little bit short. Just a little bit,
yes,
not much.
Right. That's what they said. Not enough to go ballistic over, but yeah, they had suggested I put orthotic slip-ins in on that side. So
good.
Been bad. You're just reminding me. Okay, good.
Otherwise, beautiful. Simply beautiful.
Thank you very much.
You're still a looker.
Now, I have a young man that might want a reading here,
okay,
if you don't mind.
No, of course not.
Okay, great. Let me hand the phone over to my son.
What is this?
It was pointed out in the chat room, Lane, that if your feet both touch the ground, your legs aren't too short.
I see that from Heidi.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to put my son Gabriel on.
Okay.
All right, one second.
The radio show to say hi to Yoli and Ken.
Hi.
How are you?
Gabriel.
On the radio.
He's looking at you to say, what do I say next?
Are you wanting a reading to see what your future holds?
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Gabriel. You're more talkative than this. You talk a lot in school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see all the little cars you have in your room. I see your mom trying to pick up everything you leave on the floor. I see you pretending in front of the mirror. I see your mom doesn't notice when you jump from the bed to the floor. And vice versa, when you jump up on the bed. What superhero is that?
What?
Your guardian angel tells me you like Transformers.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah, you have quite a bit of Transformers in your room. That's nice. You have a good guardian angel, a very good guardian angel. He's going to look after you. He's going to take care of you that no harm comes to you. Just pay good attention. When something tells you something's not good, it's not good. Okay?
Okay.
So if you have a stinker of a little friend in school, so be careful.
Okay.
Okay. Otherwise, you're going to have a good, good life.
Okay.
This is a little kid who would make a great counselor, a great lawyer, a great police officer. He could become a great doctor. Anything that he has to touch other people's lives. Because he's very smart and very intelligent. But you need to sit up front a little bit more. Not too far back in class.
Okay.
And pay attention. Don't talk so much in class.
Okay.
Did that help?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what they all say.
Yes, I can read your mind. Oh, we're getting a feedback.
Yes, we are.
Oh, you have an Iron Man. He's saying he can't hear you.
Okay.
You can't hear what your mom's telling you?
What can help me improve my talents?
What can help you?
What can help me with my talents?
By pushing yourself to do the best you can. By getting help by other people who have the same kind of talent.
Okay.
Like if you like baseball, go to your coach who loves baseball. If you love football, go to your coach who loves football. What kind of talent do you have?
I can hear things.
You've always heard things, but you can see them too. You've seen them before.
Yes.
Don't close your eyes to them. You have the energy. They don't. They've come to your room before and you talk to them. But remember, you talk to them mentally. They are hearing you. That is a special talent. That's why they're directing you to be a police officer or a doctor or a lawyer or a teacher. Somebody that you're going to help a lot of people. That's why you have this special gift. Because you're going to touch a lot of people's lives. You're going to make a lot of people happy. Just tell them, what do you want? How can I help you? When you hear them. When you see them. You have the energy. They don't. So if you're scared, guess what? You're giving them more energy. So So there's nothing to be afraid of. Nothing. Never fear the spirits from the other side. Never. They're not here to harm you. They will tell you when something is wrong. It'll be like a bad dream. That means something is going to happen the next day. You might trip or you might say something wrong. So pay attention to your dreams too.
Okay.
Your mama might want to get the book on Develop Your Psychic Ability by Hausman.
Okay.
And the books on Dr. Brian Weiss, so you can understand why you have this ability. See, God chose only certain families to have this ability stronger than others, because you're the helping angel. You're like those angels here on earth that are going to help people. That's why they made you strong, and you're the one who's going to lead a lot of people. You're the one who's going to touch a lot of people's hearts. You're the one who's going to make your city safe, make it comfortable. That's why you were born, because you're special. You got this gift from your mother. Your mother got it from her mother, and so on and so on. And they gave it to you. Daddy's not too keen on the voices, but he understands. But it looks like your mother understands more because she knows more about it. Talk to your mom whenever you hear have problems with this. And if you don't want to hear, then just tell them, I don't want to hear, go away. And they will go away. Do you understand?
Okay.
There's going to be some that are going to be very stubborn, that they won't go away, but keep telling them, go away, and they will. If you can't help them, tell them to go away. Okay?
Okay.
But you're surrounded by good angels, so you have nothing to worry about. That's why you like the movie The Sixth Sense, because you're like that person.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yes.
How old are you?
9.
Yeah, I thought so. You have not shown the real bad stuff yet until you get a little bit older. Or probably they're already showing you, but I haven't seen that in you yet.
Okay.
But see the good in everybody, not the bad. Good luck to you. Make it a game. Guess who's going to knock on the door? Guess who's calling on the phone? When you're in the car, make it a game. Guess what color car is coming next to you? Is it a car or a truck? Guess which car is going to change lanes? Just make it a game to make it more stronger. Okay?
Okay.
Do you have any other questions for him? Your guardian angel is a relative of yours. He comes from your father's side of the family. And he wanted to be your guardian angel because both of you have a lot in common. And he said, besides, I like the Transformers too.
Anything else you want to ask?
I hope he answered your question.
Mm.
Oh. All of a sudden you can't talk? You're very talkative. Then good luck to you. I wish you the best.
Okay.
Very, very into the military right now. Well, most were at that age.
Oh, yeah.
I just never got over it. Well, why don't you put your mother back on?
Okay.
Unless you've got any more questions.
No. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you, Yoli, for reading Gabriel.
You're quite welcome. Just tell him he knows between right and wrong, and wrong is going to try and pull him to his, to their side, because they know he has the gift.
Okay.
So he has
to choose
between right and wrong.
I will work with him on that. Yeah, I've been told by somebody else that we might not want to develop his gift, and I probably for that reason. I've been told by another psychic that he probably should not develop his talents.
Oh, he is going to develop them. He's going to be very But
he's
going to shut him down when he becomes a teenager. He's going to tend to shut him down. But without him realizing it, he won't be able to shut him down completely.
Okay.
He'll know. He'll know who's a good person. He'll know who's a bad person. He will know.
Well, he's been asking me. I said, do you want to let this go, or do you want to have me work with you? And he said he wants to work on it.
Wants to let it go, it's not going to go away, unfortunately. It's here to stay for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
He can say, I don't want to hear, I don't want to see. He can do that, but it's going to pop in unexpectedly.
Well, he has two talented parents, and I know my line, I'm the fourth generation. He would be the fifth with talent.
Yes,
so
that's true. I sense that
hard to ignore
and
that.
I saw it right away.
Mm-hmm.
Even though your mother was shorter than you are, her talent was strong.
It may have been. She rarely used it.
She only used the deja vu or coincidence, or I think I dreamt this.
That would be correct, actually. Yes, she would, but she wouldn't actively. It would be dreams or deja vu, such like that.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes she didn't want to say, so she didn't want people to think she was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes she kept quiet.
That's, from what I understand, that's been pretty much my whole line, is my great-grandmother was told she was crazy, and I think that affected my grandmother and my mother.
Yes, that's why the books on Dr. Brian Weiss will explain better on psychics, and he's a good psychiatrist, and he studied many psychics all over the world. And he'll better explain, and developing your psychic ability by Hausman will better guide you on how to make it better.
Okay.
How to open up more. Because he's been seeing spirits a long time. His ability, he would make a great profiler for the FBI.
Ooh,
he's
that's what I wanted to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, yes, it is.
Yeah, he would be a great profiler. He would be good in CIS. He would be good in any of those aspects.
Well, and you know what? That's funny you say that, because NCIS, he loves that show. And he's grown up with me watching Law and Order. So he's very in tune with, I mean, at 3 years old, he was asking me about an episode where they were, the episode was regarding capital punishment.
Yeah, he does that with his friends, too. He's the police officer, and he's going to arrest the criminal. He always gets that with his friends.
Yes, he does that a lot. I can totally
see
that.
That's what he's meant to be. He used to be a sheriff in the Old West.
Really? That's cool.
And not just that. He used to be a strong soldier. Well, they were considered police officers in Egyptian times. And he would be like the head, almost the head of the Egyptian army. But that is his calling, because all this time he was into law enforcement.
Okay. In the Old West, we are related to the Earp family, Wyatt Earp and Virgil Earp.
You were.
Yes.
I knew you were, because I sense he was from that era, too.
Would he have been that part of the family back then?
He was the brother.
A brother, okay.
He was the brother of Wyatt Earp.
Okay.
He's the reincarnation.
I wondered if he stayed in the family.
You'll notice his physique when he grows up, that they resemble almost exactly the same kind.
Okay.
And the funniest thing is the mustache. You're going to notice when he starts growing a mustache, it's going to be almost the same thing.
Great. Great. We'll have to look at that. That will be fun.
Tell him to write down his dreams so he can understand them better.
I will do that.
Okay. You might want to get him the Encyclopedia of Dreams. So in case they're very disturbing to him and he gets scared, he can always look at the dream and say, it's nothing.
Well,
I
got him a dream catcher when he was very, very young. And then he was recently told that one of his spirit guides is an Indian. So
he's a very, very strong, brave. What I'm hearing, a Dakota Indian.
Oh, okay.
But he was a brave. He was a very strong fighting brave, but he was next to the chief in line, and that's who he has as a guide.
Okay.
I don't know if he would be interested in seeing anything about Dakota. If you show him about the Indians, you will see how interesting he is about that. Or if you go to where Wyatt Earp was, you'll notice he has a big interest because he's come from those places.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for reading him.
You're quite welcome. Good luck to you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. It's an interesting evening so far. I heard the phone ring. Do we have another person holding, Heidi? Like the way she just snaps back with an answer.
The moment of silence.
Not. Still never resolved the fact I never, well, almost. No, was just me dialing back in, okay? all right. I've been told by another guest I had on the show that certain segments tend to be reincarnated at the same time. Is that true?
Certain segments?
Of history.
Yes.
For example, there'd be a rash of folks from ancient Rome be reincarnated, and they seem to come in groups.
It depends. I usually go by person to person on their reincarnation, their past lives. And I try to trace as far back as I can with that. I haven't seen, per se, groups. The only ones I did notice in groups was Hitler's army. That I did notice coming back in groups, unfortunately.
Hitler's army?
Yes.
Hmm.
It's like they're going to strike again. They do love war, you know.
Well, they've almost won twice.
Yes, because they were very smart to a certain degree. But evil begets evil.
Well, that's one way to look at it, I reckon. What,
That's why I don't approve of the death penalty. Because if it's an evil person and he's not ready to die, guess what? He's coming back. He'll try to invade somebody's soul.
Hmm. That could be
not too very good.
true. How many times does someone come back?
As many times as they want to. I've known this person to have come back 10 times. It's up to the individual. They sometimes want to come back to make life better, like starting over.
Or come back just to hang out.
Second chance.
Okay, we have Jim from Florida.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. I was wondering if I might get a health reading and maybe a little future. And then much like Lane, my daughter is also gifted, and I wanted perhaps if you have time for her to talk a little bit.
Sure. I can see her now. She has the most beautifulest big eyes I've ever seen.
Thank you.
She looks very model-like, like a little model. Be very careful with her. She's very beautiful and very trusting. She can be very trusting. You're not that in bad shape. Well, that's what I'm scanning.
Mm-hmm.
What your guardian angel's telling me that sometimes you can be a little stubborn, that you want to hear only when you want to hear.
Do
you understand this?
You very much so.
And what I'm hearing is you just answer her, uh-huh, yeah, okay, without looking at her sometimes. And she knows right away you're not listening to her.
Again, very true.
Also, what I'm hearing is she's getting tired of picking up after everybody.
Oh, I have no idea.
I'm hearing is tiring her soul. Everybody, if you throw it, you pick it up. If you brought it to the kitchen or to the coffee table, you take it back.
That's a terrible thing to say.
Do not tire her soul.
Okay.
I see you running. I don't know if you run on the beach or run on... Because I can't make out what that is.
No, but I've told I should start running.
Oh, that you... Oh, okay. I can understand why he's showing me that. He's saying because there's heart disease in your on your side of the family. I'm hearing heart problems on your side of the family.
Yes, my dad's
high cholesterol also on your side of the family. And I'm also hearing osteoporosis on your family.
You're hearing what on my side?
Osteoporosis on
okay.
your family, osteoarthritis on your family. That's why he wants you to pick up running or low-impact running, like fast walking.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like to run, fast walking to improve your bones, so you won't have all these illnesses coming onto you from inheritance.
Okay.
That's the reason why. He said for you to be careful driving.
Okay.
He said when nobody's with you, you tend to go faster. He said that's sometimes.
Yep.
And he said, and the majority of times when you're alone, you run the red light. The yellow light. Well, sometimes it does turn red in the middle.
Yes.
He said, be careful. This is your life. Yellow doesn't mean go faster. It means stop.
You're kidding.
And he said, you only pause at the stop sign. You only yield, and it's not a yield sign. It's a stop sign. And then you take off. You are more careful when you do have passengers. I do notice that sometimes. He said, you think nobody's seeing you? He said, I am. That is your guardian angel.
Okay.
Okay. He says, have patience and listen to each other. Your children, your soulmate, have patience. Take time to listen. The programs can always be reruns. Family time, there's none. Take the time to turn around and look at the person in the face and listen. Because that's only going to come once in a lifetime. If she doesn't understand what you're saying, take time to explain. And if you don't understand her, tell her to explain. Take time instead of getting all ruffled up.
Okay.
She has her faults just like you have your faults. But that's why you two love each other, because you're different.
Now, are you talking about my daughter, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. But you have to take time to listen to her. And for your soulmate.
And when's she coming along?
Not yet. Not yet. You're still looking. And you've been doing quite a bit of looking. That's what he's telling me. Your guardian angel has a good sense of humor. He said, you've been trying the produce over and over and over again.
Hey, you got to check it out to make sure you got the right one.
That's what they tell me.
Yeah, that suit didn't fit you, try another suit. If that one didn't fit you, try another one. But don't lead them on. Don't say I love you when you really don't. That's what he's saying.
Well, you could really be in lust. I mean, that's not really...
No, that's being a phony.
Okay. And let's see. Am I going to be staying in Florida for the foreseeable future?
What I'm seeing, you're moving up. It looks like north. I'm not capturing that place very well, but it looks like you're moving away from there. I don't know what's pulling you to that side. Probably the economy. I'm not capturing that. He said it so fast, I didn't capture it very well. Sorry.
Okay.
He said for you to be honest with the women.
Okay.
And he just put it this way. That's a big step, huh?
And is he, is the guardian angel, is he from my family or elsewhere?
His name is Stephen. He's from your family.
Okay.
You have a lot of Irish, a lot of Scottish in your family.
Is it older generations, though?
Trying to trace him. What I'm hearing is fourth, fifth generation.
Okay. Haven't
he
been
said,
able to trace the tree back
yeah,
that far.
You need to trace your family history. Because you have a very, very strong family history. That's why you have this inner strength. I could trace you all the way back to the Vikings.
Really? I've always thought that.
That's why you were so interested in them.
Excellent news.
Did you see the movie with Antonio Banderas of the Vikings? 13th
Warrior.
Exactly. That's why you love that.
One of my favorite movies. Yep.
I know. They showed me that one right now. That's the reason why.
Excellent.
Okay. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
You'll know it's your soulmate. They're going to send some other women in your path. They're not the one because it's going to be the person who you cannot even breathe without being next to her. It's going to be the person that you'll see in her eyes and she'll look into yours and you're going to know. You're just going to know. It's a feeling that that's the one. But get to know each other very well. The ins and outs, lay your cards on the table of everything before you even decide to get married. This past one was not your soulmate. That's why things happen.
Okay.
This other one will be.
Okay.
But there's going to be several crossing your path, so be careful.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have a few moments to speak with my daughter?
Yes, of course.
Thank
what
you.
Is her name?
Emma.
Emma, okay.
Emma, yeah.
Hello?
Hello, Emma.
Hi.
Hi, I can see where your strength comes from. You're just as strong-headed as he is. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
And you even look like him. Except not your mouth, of course. Your mouth looks more like your mom's.
How do you know what my mom looks like?
Because I can see it in you.
Yeah.
Because you have the same habit your mom has of brushing her hair back.
Really?
Sometimes you use your right hand to brush your hair back. When it comes to your face.
Huh.
You know how I told your dad to always communicate? For you're very strong, and your mother's very strong, and your father's very strong. So all of you need to learn to talk to each other. Okay, if you do not understand your mother, tell her to explain. If she doesn't
okay.
understand you, take the time to explain, because you're very strong-headed.
All right.
Okay. You're a good person to be administrative type of person. You're a person who can take charge in any job.
Okay.
You can be a CEO, administrator. You're very strong. You're made with this strength. You're the type who can even be a general. Because you're that strong. You can be a high judge. Because you're strong. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And heck, nobody beats you in those arguments. You have to speak your piece.
Okay.
Okay. Say what you feel in your heart. Don't hold it back in. If something's troubling you, tell someone. Even
All
though
right.
you don't have trouble with that.
Okay.
Okay. Go as far as high as you can in your education. Because you are going to change people's life.
Okay.
Okay. With your strength.
Okay.
Okay. Listen to your parents. Sometimes they say things that are way off base. And sometimes they mean it because they've gone through it. Because you are actually almost copying your father's lifestyle for some reason. I don't know why. So be careful.
Okay.
You already know between right and wrong, so be very careful, okay? Because they're going to try and direct you the wrong way.
All right.
And you already made a little bit of wrong choices along the way. So be careful.
Yoli, Elaine wants you to tell her about her gift.
Okay.
This is Elaine?
No.
Huh?
Lane sent a message to the chat room for you to tell Emma about her gift.
Oh, okay. Oh, so I'm talking to Emma right now, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to clear that up. What I hear about your gift, that is your gift, the strength, the gift of knowing who's a good person and who's not. That's why you would make a great judge.
Yeah.
That's why you would make a great CEO, a great administrator, even Boy, I'm hearing CIA. I don't think you want to go that route.
Nope.
That is too strong. But the thing is, you have such strength. It's like before you came to Earth, you fought with other angels. You fought with angels against evil. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
And so you're sent to Earth to fight evil, in a way. You're sent here to fight other battles against evil. That's why you have a lot of strength. That's why you were made strong.
Yeah.
Do you remember the programs you love to see over and over again?
Yes.
That's the reason why. Because of your ability.
Okay.
And your ability to always be asking why.
Yeah.
You're never going to be a follower. You're always going to be a leader in this life. Learn to lead people, but learn to lead them correctly. You can even make it as a president if you wanted to. Do you understand? Hey, you'll never know. You could be the next Hillary Clinton. Oh, Ken said Republican, okay.
I'm not Republican.
Even though I like Democrats.
I'm a middle of the road person.
You have any questions for your guardian angel? And you're a good singer, so don't be afraid to sing.
No, I don't have any questions.
And sometimes you do it with your friends.
Okay.
But don't be afraid to really produce your voice loud.
All right.
But keep your voice down, especially when you get angry, because you tend to raise it quite a bit. You understand?
Yep.
It's better to talk in a lower tone of voice than a high tone of voice, because people do not listen when you start yelling.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for her?
Nope.
Do great in life and you'll be okay.
Okay.
I don't see any other psychic ability. You do have that ability, but it's not coming on too strong to me. It's like as if though you're holding back too much. Do you understand this?
Nope. Yeah.
Everybody's born with the ability. It's up to the individual to make it stronger.
Yeah, I've heard of that. And it's actually kind of fair because they have the choice to ignore it or the choice to develop it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you tend to kind of back away from it. But it's going to be stronger when you get into your 20s, that's what I'm hearing. That's when it's going to be very, very strong.
Okay.
More or less about 23, 24 years of age, it's going to be very, very strong. I don't understand what she's trying to tell me. She said, and clean up. That's the way she put it. Do you understand her?
Huh?
She said to clean up. I guess she's talking about your room.
We don't have a room.
I did not quite understand that one. All she said is clean up. But you help around. I don't know. I don't know what she meant by that one. She was not specific, so sorry.
Emma, is there anything else you'd like to know?
No.
You look like your mother when you were young, when she was younger. Have you seen her pictures when she was younger?
Yep.
You're
Thanks for that compliment.
You're almost a splitting image of her.
Because everyone says I look like my dad, not my mom.
I'm sorry?
Everyone says that I look more like my dad, not my mom.
Yeah, but that's your face only. But you do have a lot of characteristics of her. I know you're closer to your dad. But you still have a lot of things from your mom.
Okay.
Especially the way you stand. That's the way your mom used to stand. The way you talk sometimes. That's the way sometimes your mom used to talk.
Well, we've only got a couple of minutes left in this segment, and there's another caller. So, Emma, I appreciate you being with us. Anything else you'd like to know?
Nope.
Good luck to you, Emma. I wish you the best of luck in this world.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
We have Carla from British Columbia.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you tonight, Ken?
Oh, I'm just having a fun time.
Wonderful. I was listening to the conversation there, and thinking it's rather interesting that the 13th Warrior was mentioned, as it was filmed in my hometown in British Columbia, a small city on Vancouver Island. And
beautiful place.
Oh, wonderful. I love it. I love my island dearly. And what I'm calling about has to do with something from Norway. My father passed away in 1997. My
Your
mother passed away.
Next to you.
My mother passed away 3 years ago. My mother left dimes in the house on a regular basis. Today, this afternoon, I found a coin from 1963 from Norway in the sand that I burn incense in.
Your mother saying that was from me.
And I've been thinking a lot. I've been thinking a lot of my father for the last few days, and today I took out his wedding ring and put it on my hand. So finding this coin, my father was Norwegian. Finding this Norwegian coin was just, you know, I'm wondering if there's a message I should be getting from this.
He said, yes. He said, remember when I came to you in a dream to let you know I'm doing great after I passed away? He said, I wanted to tell you how much I love you.
Wow.
He said, you didn't understand the dream. But he said, now I can tell you. He's a very tall gentleman.
My father could never say, he could never say, I love you.
No, he said, I had a hard time saying I love you and I'm sorry.
He couldn't do it. When my dad drove away to go have an operation that eventually killed him, I hugged him and I said, Dad, I love you. And he hugged me back.
He had a hard time hugging. He hugged
me back and he said, you're all right too, kid. And I knew that was him saying he loved me.
He said, he loves you and he's very proud of you. That's what he wanted to tell you.
God, I miss my dad. I miss my mom, too. But her passing was a lot easier for me. She had been sick for a long time.
Yeah, she's a very smiley person. She loves to smile a lot. Humming. She always hummed songs.
Not my mom. Her father did.
Oh, okay. Because I heard
her
humming.
Her father hummed all
humming
the time.
Songs.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand that.
My grandfather, he was and he smiled a lot. He was just a wonderful man.
Yeah, that's her father.
Yes.
Her father, that side of the family, very happy-go-lucky type of family.
Mm-hmm.
Very, they didn't have trouble hugging.
No, very, very loving, yes.
But still the words, sometimes they had difficult time saying it.
But my dad's family were very distant and cold.
Yeah.
And
they didn't
we
like to be hugged.
We worked very hard to raise dad.
Yes.
It wasn't until he had
sorry.
Grandchildren he started lightening up some.
He said he's sorry the way he treated you all. all of you. He said he's sorry.
He was very strict.
Yes, he was. He said, yes, he was. He said, that's the way they taught me, and I thought that was the correct way. He said, I was wrong.
I won't argue with that.
He said, you're still beautiful.
Aww. Does he happen
said,
to know
he's
if
sorry
there's
a... he didn't tell you.
He showed us. In everything he did, I think, you know, he did
what
it
you
because
don't
he
know,
loved us.
What you don't know is whenever he was with men, whenever he hanged around with other men, he bragged about all of you.
Sweet.
Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
He always
Talk
said
about.
He had the most beautifulest daughters. He said he had, oh, he had the most beautifulest family. He was always bragging. That's love.
Mm-hmm. Well, on the subject of love, see anything out there for me?
Your father said if he's not the mailman, you need to come.
We live in a town where all the women work in the post office. I'm actually sitting at what was my dad's desk, too.
He said, you have to hunt.
You're in Canada. Track them down and trap them.
I never learned how to trap. I was raised by fishermen. We used seine nets and gill nets.
And the same thing will work.
That'll work. He said, the net will work.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
He said, in other words, do not be afraid to approach somebody if he's in the supermarket or town. Don't be afraid to approach him and just say, hi, my name is... I see you're new here. Or something to that. I haven't seen you in a long time. And up a conversation. Make it interesting.
Hey, just walk up to him and say, hi there, my name is Carla. When are you moving in?
I think I tried that when I first met Ted online.
Well, Ted would do it in a heartbeat.
No, not quite. But
he said he'll help you. He said he'll help you guide this gentleman to you.
Well, that would be nice, because I've been alone for a long time now.
He said,
mostly by
time
choice.
To meet people.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
Time.
I chose to look after my mother for several years, and now it's time for me.
It's time for your happiness.
Yes.
He said, go out there and start living.
All righty.
Your mother said thank you. She said she appreciates the rubs that you gave her. Do you understand
I
this?
I can hardly wait to be with them again.
She said it's beautiful here, but it's
mm-hmm.
not your time.
No, it's not until
she
it
said,
is.
You have a long ways to go yet.
Oh. Well, I'm looking forward to joining my cats, too. So.
They
Someday.
Have a, they have a black and white cat right now, I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm. The first cat I lost was black and white.
That's the one that appeared right away.
And that is the one I wasn't with when he died. My other cats, I've been with them when they were put down, but I never got to see him.
He's the one who would jump on your bed. He's the one who still jumps on your bed.
Sweet.
He loves
Wonderful.
You very much.
I love him too. And I never got over losing him.
He said,
but I know I will be with him again.
Yes, the cat is saying that he loved he much, and he's never forgotten you.
No, he was special.
He has this kind of, like, of course I am. He's that
My special. I have two more cats that I think are here through some sort of divine intervention. But that's a whole other story.
Yes. But your dad said, you need a man. That's
yeah.
the way he put it.
Dad was blunt.
Oh, yes.
Dad was very blunt.
Yes.
A very good man. A man of a lot of integrity and really fought for the little guys politically and stuff. And yeah, he was a good man.
He wants you to tell everybody that they all love them very much.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Good luck to you.
Thanks.
Appreciate you being with us.
Oh, you know where to find me on Thursday nights, Ken.
Oh, yeah.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Yoli,
Ted
is the last hour. I appreciate you being with me.
I'm quite welcome, and goodbye, beautiful people, until next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, if you'll bring on Ted.
Hiya, Ken.
How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm having such a fun time, I don't know what to do.
Did I just hear our fine friend from Northern Vancouver Island?
Yes, you did.
That's so nice. Well, okay, we got to begin this segment with a disclaimer.
Oh?
Children should not be listening. As a matter of fact, I would say anyone under the age of 18 should not be listening.
Well,
not because we're going to use language. It's because the subject matter of the film is a little rough.
Okay.
All right. Have we warned everyone sufficiently?
Oh,
it is rated R. It's also 152 minutes long and feels like it goes by in an hour. I am debating between 4.5 and 5 stars. Now, sometimes you watch a movie and you get to the end and you say to yourself, this thing has sequel written all over it.
Yes.
And it usually means it is a bad movie. Well, this one, I got to the end. As a matter of fact, a very common thing, and I'm not mentioning the name of the picture yet, but there's a very common thread to certain films. They reach a point just before the final reel, where the director could end it. And the audience wouldn't go away unhappy. It would have been a payoff. It might not have been perfect, but you would have tied up the loose ends, and if there's one thing that they didn't discover, or one element or one piece of a haze office ending that didn't happen, well, who cares? You've
okay.
got the payoff.
Yes.
Enough information has been given without putting the Cherry's Jubilee on top of the wedding cake.
All right.
All right, Ken, this director, who's a Swedish guy, and I'm not sure I can pronounce his name, but for argument's sake, I'll attempt it, okay? His name is Nils Arden Oplev, okay? And It's based on a book by Stieg Larsson, and that's L-A-R-S-S-O-N. Okay? It's The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Ah.
Ah. And it's now out on DVD. Now, this picture was actually released last year in Sweden, but it didn't make it to America until a couple of film festivals, and then it went into limited release in March, and it, you know, got some fairly good critical reaction. I didn't read the reviews. I just, you know, looked at the summaries. You know, who liked it, who didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't read reviews before I go see a picture because I don't want to be influenced by other critics.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But a fan wrote to me and asked me about the movie, and I said, I'll have to go see it, and then I'll tell you. So I went today to see it. And it said it was 2 hours long. Well, it turned out to be 2 hours and 32 minutes long, and when you add the trailers and the commercials, well, by the time I got out of there, I had to reschedule all my appointments. So, I will say this. I did not reach for the water bottle once. I did not get restless leg syndrome, nor did I squirm in my seat, which was when that happened to Jack Warner. He always knew the picture needed to be recut. And I know this from no less a figure than his daughter, Susan Warner.
Okay.
So, this is a murder mystery. It's one of the best detective films I have seen since The Caller with Elliot Gould and Frank Langella. It is so well put together. I cannot heap enough praise on the construction.
Okay.
Now, there's a little bit of redundancy. There are things that are apparent, at least partially apparent, from the visuals.
Yeah.
But the screenwriter, in this case, a guy whose name is Nicolaj Arcel, okay, and his partner Rasmus Heisterberg, and if I'm pronouncing this wrong, anyone in Sweden is more than free to correct me, because I really do not know Swedish, although there were a lot of words in Swedish that I noticed from the subtitles are similar to English words. Well, the screenwriters managed to put in a line of dialogue that confirms what the audience suspects when they see the visual. This is very good for following a very complicated detective mystery plot. Now, there's another aspect to this picture which may upset people in the gay and lesbian community.
Yes.
And that is that an ostensibly lesbian lady gets it on with a guy and kind of falls for him. Okay? And we don't know if she's really lesbian or bisexual or she just had a problem with men. It is later revealed in the picture that she lit her father on fire for abusing her mother. Now, her father apparently was some big shot because in Stockholm he drove a 7 Series BMW sedan, which, as you know, is fairly expensive.
Yeah.
Her mother, it is revealed toward the end of the picture, is in a mental hospital. She spent some time in a mental hospital and now has what is called a guardian. She is now an adult over 21, but, you know, she committed this crime as a child, so I don't know how the Swedish system works, but I'm guessing that they appoint a guardian.
Yep.
For, you know, a person who was committed, who committed a crime of violence as a child. And the guardian has a tremendous amount of power over the guardie. Okay? You following me thus far?
Yep.
All right. So, early in the picture, and this picture has two plots that run on a parallel track until about the middle of the picture, and then they intersect and weave in and out of each other for a while, like subway lines in Upper Manhattan, the IRT and the IND crossing over each other.
Yeah.
Until they finally get to the end, and at the end they're kind of apart. But you also know that at the end, you don't have to walk very far from the A train to get to the number one. Okay?
All right.
Well, it turns out that the picture is a trilogy, part one of a trilogy. Three novels in Sweden about a journalist and a private detective. The private detective is the girl who has many nose piercings, and she's the girl with the dragon tattoo. It's on her back. And they make her up to look rather unattractive. And the fact is, if you look at her pictures out of character, she's extremely attractive. She is also one of the great actresses of our time who has not succumbed to the mania for breast augmentation.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, she's also ostensibly gay. She's also not the most sociable of creatures. She works for a security company which is hired by a very wealthy family called the Vangers, who live on an island somewhere a train ride from Stockholm, which
yeah.
I guess everything in Sweden is a train ride from Stockholm, right?
Should be.
Yeah. I don't know whether the island is north or south or wherever it is, but in the winter it gets cold. And in the summer it's really nice. So, she's hired to check out a journalist. The journalist is Michael Blomqvist, who's played by an actor named Michael Nyquist. Now, this name is going to mean nothing to American audiences. It should someday, because he's actually very good. The journalist has been humiliated because he did a story in his newspaper about an industrialist, an expose.
Yeah.
In which he was led down the garden path. He was deliberately tipped off with bogus information in order to get burned. He gets burned. He goes into court. He's sued for libel. He's convicted on 7 of the 9 counts. He's ordered to pay 150,000 Swedish krona to this guy who's richer than God and is also ordered to report in 6 months for a three-month prison sentence. Now, a Swedish prison for a guy convicted of libel is basically kind of like a Motel 6 room where they don't let you out, except to go to the lobby.
I've been in Motel 6s where they don't let you out.
You know what, Ken? I think the roach motels are tougher than some Nordic prisons.
Yep.
Because, you know, in the roach motel, the roaches check in, but they don't check out.
I've seen a bunch of them that don't check out.
Excuse me?
I've seen a bunch of them that don't check out.
Yeah, there are a few people I'd like to see check out, but they haven't done it yet.
Well.
Well, I did jury duty this week, by the way, and I was talking with one of the court clerks, a very, very, very nice lady, who spoke up so those of us who are hearing impaired could hear everything she had to say. And it turned out she's a film buff. And when she found out I was a film critic, she was very happy to hear that. And we talked and we talked and we talked. And I've done jury service, I can't tell you how many times. And I was once in the courtroom of a guy, and I'll bet you know the name, Judge Rothwax, New York State Supreme Court.
I've heard the name.
Yeah, this guy was on 60 Minutes. He was a liberal turned conservative who basically gave everybody the maximum sentence. What nobody knows is, what I found out firsthand is, he was abusive to the jurors. What I found out from this clerk is he was also abusive to the staff of the Supreme Court. And he had a really excellent court clerk who was somewhat obese, and the guy used to make fun of her. And the judges who ran the court, the chief judge,
yes,
who's a lady named Judith Kay, and the various judicial disciplinary panels,
yes,
did nothing to stop this guy from abusing jurors and abusing employees of the court. And he used to get fantastic press, and he was in demand as an after-dinner speaker. They did nothing to get rid of him, and it was Harold Rothwax. That was the guy's name. And I was never so insulted by a judge when I was on a jury panel. And it was an ethnic insult. I don't like that kind of thing, and I don't make those kinds of insults. Now, finally, the guy died of cancer while still on the bench. So Mother Nature did what the New York State Supreme Court should have done. But what can you say? We digress.
Sometimes they normally say evil never dies, but sometimes it just kind of smells that way.
Yeah. Now, this guy's reputation will probably continue for some time to come, and he'll be lionized as, a tough judge who sent criminals up and did heaven knows what. And I think his administration of justice was about, he was basically a mean man with a lot of power.
Never a good combination.
Yeah, never a good combination. I like nice guys with a lot of power. Okay? I mean, I'll tell you the truth. I preferred Stalin to this guy. Stalin at least had a sense of humor. Now, getting back to the film.
All right.
The investigator who's hired to investigate this guy and comes to the conclusion that he was set up.
Yes.
Is played by a girl named Noomi Rapace. was actually very pretty, as I pointed out, but not in this movie. At least not until she gets her clothes off.
Sounds promising.
Yeah. She's also got that amazing dragon tattoo all over her back, and down her tush, and whatever, which is, you know, I never cared for tattoos. She also has more piercings than you can count. And I'm wondering if in the Swedish film industry they actually do these piercings, or they have, you know, little gadgets that make someone look like they've been pierced, but don't actually mess up the actor's face.
Yes.
Because, you know, once you get a piercing, especially, you know, above the eye or in the nose or something like that, I mean, that's going to be there for a long time. That's going to leave a scar.
Good point.
And I would like to know what it does to an actor's employability. You know, if they really have all those piercings. I mean, I've seen people with earrings, you know, that I saw a young boy not too long ago. He's 21 years old. He had holes in his earlobes that were about 5/8 of an inch in diameter, and he had rings in the holes.
Yeah, we know a person here that way.
Really?
Yeah.
What is the purpose of it? What is the aesthetic effect of this?
I'm not sure. The only question I asked him was, when you walk outside with all these piercings, does the wind whistle? And he would always look at me just in total bafflement. And
there are only two things in the world I'm afraid of. Needles and the dentist. Put me in the dentist chair facing a Novocaine needle, and I will go into panic attack. So piercings are completely out of the question.
Well, it is interesting to consider that is, I mean, there's places here that do them without even the benefit of Novocaine.
Really? Are we talking about dentistry or piercings?
Both.
Well, there are places, I never saw an ear piercing place in New York that use an anesthetic. And I see these people go in and they just, you know, clean the area with an alcohol pad, put a fresh tip on the piercing machine and go whack! And then they stick a stud in the ear to keep it open. And that's all the piercing that I've ever looked at happening. Any more than that, and I'd probably toss my cookies. Not that I eat a lot of cookies, you understand.
No, of course.
Okay. But in any case, we got to get back to this picture. This picture is complicated. There's an old fellow, an actor, he's 75 years old, plays the head of this Vanger family. And his name is Sven Bertel Taube. He plays Henrik Vanger. Okay? He looks a little like an old Ray Milland. He is, for 40 years, on the trail of his lost niece. Now, remember, this is an amazingly wealthy family of industrialists who also build ships and whatnot. I don't know what all their output is, but it's clear from the exposition that they have shipyards and they build ships. That's a big business in Sweden. So Henrik Vanger, at the age of 82... engages, after having him investigated, Michael Blomqvist to find out who killed his niece, who disappeared in 1966 at the age of 16 or 17. Okay?
Yeah.
The guy really doesn't want to take the job. And Henrik says to Michael, you have 6 months before you have to start serving your sentence, and you will be handsomely paid for this. Now, it turns out that every year on his birthday, his niece used to give Henrik a framed flower. And every year after she disappeared, he thought he was being taunted by the killer. Because he got a framed flower every year on his birthday. And he is convinced that it's somebody in the family who murdered her. And this is a, you know, kind of extended family like the Rockefellers.
Yes.
Or the Kennedys. But rich people. Turns out he has four brothers. Three brothers, rather. The three brothers were all Nazis. They were in the Nazi movement in Sweden during the Second World War. He's the only one who wasn't. Only one of them is still alive. And the guy's still a Nazi, and he keeps a citation from Der Führer in his home, which is also on that cockamamie island. And he goes out hunting, and he's a bit of a recluse. And at one point, when it looks like Michael Blomqvist is on to something, he starts shooting at the guy with a deer rifle. Manages to graze his head, side of his head. Well, interestingly enough, the Noomi Rapace character, whose name is Lisbeth Salander, well, apparently is a big deal in Sweden. She's 102 on the star meter, according to IMDb Pro. She is also an extraordinarily accomplished hacker. She hacks into, for some reason, she becomes obsessed with this case.
Yeah.
Why exactly she becomes obsessed is only revealed at the end of the film. But she becomes obsessed with the case, and she keeps following this guy on whom she has already handed in her report. She hacks into his emails. She digs up information about him. She's got pictures. She's got this. She's got that. And finally, halfway through the picture, their paths cross. He visits her. He actually wakes her up in the morning. She's still in bed with her girlfriend. And he says who he is. And, of course, she knows who he is. And he points out that the assistant to Henrik Wanger is the guy who put him on to her. And why did she give so many clues, especially sending him an email with the Rosetta Stone of the crime? We're now halfway through a 2.5-hour movie. What I didn't tell you about Lisbeth Salander is that her new guardian is a rapist and a sadist. And at this point, you remember leaving Las Vegas?
Yeah, I tried several times before I finally got out of there.
Okay. Well, leaving Las Vegas with Elizabeth Shue?
Yep.
You remember when the college boys nail her?
Yes.
Well, this guy, Niels Bjurman, I guess that's how you pronounce it, Niels Bjurman, played by Peter Anderson, also with two S's, is the lawyer who's her guardian.
Mm-hmm.
First, he takes advantage of her orally. Then, she's decided she's going to do something about this. She goes back. Well, what he does when she goes back is takes advantage of her in the same way that Elizabeth Shue was taken advantage of in leaving Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
But he beats her and puts handcuffs on her and ties her legs up. And thank heaven the way it's shot, we don't see too much, but it looks like he's wearing plumber pants.
Ah.
Ah. Okay?
Yeah.
He's also almost 60 years old, and he really doesn't look too good naked. But she has done something. She's a tech geek. Never, ever mess with a good, really good tech geek. Because you know what she did?
What's that?
She videotaped the whole thing. Well, I don't think she videotaped it. I think it was digital video. But she made copies. She then goes back to the guy, knocks him out, ties him up, strips him, takes a, I don't know, can we use this word? Something, well, I'm not going to use the word, but a plastic item that is like a cucumber.
Ah, yes.
And does to him what he did to her.
Yes.
And having had the prostate exam a number of times, I can tell you, it is not something I'd look forward to.
Yes.
Well.
I bet that got his attention.
Oh, it got his attention. Yeah, like the dancing mule. Got his attention big time, and she tells him, here's the new deal. I'm in charge of my own money. You're going to write glowing reports about me. And in a year's time, you're going to say that there is no longer a need for a guardianship. And if anything happens to me, or if you violate our agreement in any way, you know that program where they embarrass politicians with secret videotapes? Well, I have made copies of this tape, and she leaves it on for him to watch while he's tied up on the floor of his bedroom. Okay? And it's him basically raping her. And then she tattoos on him in Swedish. We have to get subtitles for this. I am a sadist and a rapist on his chest and belly.
Yeah.
How'd you like to have that tattoo removed?
Probably painful.
And it was pretty painful to get it. And she tells the guy, and he keeps, you know, writhing around, she tells him, sit still. This is the first time I've done this. It might get messy. You gotta love it. Guy gets his, I mean, that's Hayes' office if ever there was. Except, you know, you really couldn't have a naked guy in a Hayes Office movie. Well, after all this goes down is when she reveals herself in a way by sending this enormous clue to Michael Blomqvist.
Yes.
And the clue, it turns out that in the missing girl's diary, which the police have searched 8 ways to Sunday, the names and the numbers are not telephone numbers. They're biblical references to Leviticus. And it has to do with if a woman or man goes to have relations with an animal, both the woman and or the man and the animal must be killed. Leviticus has a lot of crazy stuff in it.
Yes.
All right? That's one of the first things. Well, it turns out that each of these biblical phrases refers to a particular murder. The first one happened in 1949, before the missing girl was born. It turns out that the missing girl was onto a series of murders. She had cracked a serial killer. When they find that out, that's when things get interesting. And then the family draws the wagons in the circle.
Yes.
In the absence of Henrik, who's in hospital recovering from a heart attack. Well, they're suggesting to Blomqvist that it would be a good idea if he stopped work on the project. Meanwhile, Dirk Froude, who's Henrik Wanger's assistant,
yeah,
also an old guy, says there is a contract between Henrik and Blomqvist, and as long as Henrik is alive, the contract cannot be canceled. They can't get rid of the guy, in other words. That's when the bullets start flying. So they start researching these five potential murders. And with the help of the local chief of police, who opens the database, they find that the five murdered girls all have something in common.
They're all dead.
Well, more than that. They were all ritually mutilated, and they were all Jews.
Ah.
Well, you got three Nazi boys in the family, two of whom are dead, and only one of whom was alive when Harriet, who's the niece, disappeared. Harriet is the daughter of one of the Nazi boys. I'm not going to give away the ending of this because it's really too good. But you got the Wanger company being run by Henrik's nephew, Martin.
Yes.
Who is the son of Henrik's surviving brother, who's the crazy recluse with the deer rifle.
Yes.
And the citation from Adolf Hitler.
Yes.
In the name of der Führer. Yeah. Right. And who fought with the Germans against the Finns in the Second World War.
Yes.
No, the Germans actually, excuse me, take it back. The Germans fought on the side of the Finns. The Finns fought the Russians, so he had to have fought the Russians on the Finnish front. Swedish volunteer. There were a great many Swedish Nazis, as you probably are aware.
Oh, yes.
There were also a great many Norwegian Nazis, of whom the most prominent was a guy named Vidkun Quisling, who was the Norwegian prime minister under the Nazi occupation.
Yeah.
Who was, I believe, shot or hanged after Norway was liberated.
Yeah.
But we got from Quisling the name Quisling, meaning a coward or a traitor.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, any case, this movie, by the way, owes an awful lot to Law and Order. You know how they paste up pictures on the blackboard?
Yeah.
Law and Order. Well, they do that all over this picture. I love it. Also, all the photographs that Lisbeth Salander takes, well, it makes you think of the parallax view.
Hmm.
So this owes a lot to three entertainment genres, namely leaving Las Vegas for reasons I've already gone into and I'm not going to repeat. Law and Order for the pasted up pictures.
Yeah.
And the parallax view for all these photographs, spy photographs, things that you never thought would appear on camera. Now, this Lisbeth chick is such a techie geek that she wires the cottage where she and Blomqvist are staying during the investigation.
Mm-hmm.
This is on the estate of the Vangers.
Yes.
And the cottage was given to Blomqvist by Henrik, who had been made aware that that Blomqvist didn't want to stay in the mansion. So she sets up the cottage with video cameras all over the place, hidden ones. They're recording everything. They're recording what's going on in all the rooms. They're recording what's going on outdoors. And that's how she cracks the case. It turns out that Harriet, the missing girl who disappeared in 1966.
Yeah.
Turns out her father, who was the big shot Nazi, was also a rapist who combined his hobby and his politics and raped and strangled Jewish women and then ritually defaced the corpse. Okay?
Yes.
There's a lot of sadism in this picture, which is why I don't think children should be allowed to see it. But it's the sadism is a setup for understanding what motivates this Lisbeth Salander girl. She's been a victim.
Mm-hmm.
Her mother was a victim. She retaliated as a child. She only, only way she knew, she lit her father on fire in his BMW.
Well, that must have got his attention.
Yeah, and I think it was the last thing that ever got his attention. Because if you look at the flames, well, turns out that the son, well, turns out that Harriet, after being raped by her father.
Yes.
Is chased by him. He's drunk. Down to the water's edge. This is in the summer.
Yeah.
She whacks him with an oar and holds him underwater until he stops moving. Then she unties the rowboat and pushes it out to make it look like an accident.
Smart kid.
No kidding, smart kid. But her brother comes down the steps. There are like 100 steps up from the main area,
mm-hmm.
which was off limits, and one of the characters points out, when they were kids. Her brother comes down the steps. Now, her brother was taught by the father how to rape and strangle women. And it's interesting that the Italian title of this movie is Uomini che odiano le donne, the men who hate women. And as I was watching it, I was thinking of a fellow whose acquaintance I briefly made who had a passion for snuff films and movies of women being chainsawed in their private parts and strangled and otherwise abused, and had a thing for guns and knives. And I was glad to limit that acquaintance. But I thought the picture might appeal to him, not for the same reason that it appealed to me. Any case, it turns out that the brother, who is now the head of the Vanger commercial interests,
yes,
has in the basement of his house a sort of operating room with a winch and a cage. And what he does is he takes women, mostly whores, he says people that no one would miss, and he gets off raping them, and then he strangles them so that he won't leave a witness. And then he takes the body out into the sea on his boat and dumps it.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's been getting away with this for 40 years, since he was a teenager. Well, between the photographs and the travel records of the Vanger companies,
yeah,
and the account books of the Vanger companies, and it, you know, there's one joke in here, and there aren't too many jokes in this picture, but the few that are come at just the right time. Blomqvist is saying to Salander, we're going to find who did it because his travel records, if it's a member of the family,
mm-hmm,
he would have been on the board, and his travel records will match the locations of the murders. Okay?
All right.
Well, they find the travel records. Actually, Lisbeth finds them. And they don't all quite match up, which lets the light bulb go on in her head that we are dealing with a father and son serial killer team. The son just picks up where the father left off.
Makes sense.
All right. If I go any further, I'm going to end up revealing the ending. All I can tell you is that this picture goes by a lot faster than it seems to.
Yes.
And that it's like an Agatha Christie movie, or Agatha Christie novel, I should say. I keep thinking of Murder on the Orient Express.
Yeah.
In which everyone is a suspect.
Hmm.
It's about as well put together as a good Hercule Poirot.
Hopefully without some of Poirot's weirdness.
Well, he was Belgian. What do you want? Played by a British actor, no less.
Who also did Iron Eagle.
Excuse me?
Who also did Iron Eagle.
Did he? I didn't know that.
He played the head bad guy.
Ah, how interesting. Well, I'm glad to hear he's got some range.
And he got shot down.
By the way, the technical credits on this thing, I can't really speak about the sound recording because I don't understand Swedish. I mean, I picked up a few words here and there, but I've never studied it. I've never made a point of listening to it. It just was amazing to me that so many Swedish words are so similar to English words. but the cinematography was almost classic film noir, and credit, I guess, has to go to Jens Fischer, the cinematographer.
Yes.
And Eric Kress, the other cinematographer. There is a totally lugubrious musical score by Jacob Groth, who is the composer, but it's actually pretty good. I mean, it matches the material. The editing by Anne Osterud is quite excellent, and Niels Sayer, the production designer, pretty much nailed everything, including the period stuff, like the Volvos from the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's very, very well put together. There aren't a lot of loose ends in this movie. In fact, there really aren't any loose ends except for one, which we never quite figure out in this picture, and that is why the industrialist that about whom Michael Blomquist wrote the exposé and got convicted of libel.
Yes.
Why that guy wanted him set up in the first place? We don't quite get that one answered, but I think that's something that gets answered in one of the sequels.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, and quite frankly, we really don't care why the guy set him up. Now, this thing is coming to DVD, this movie, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Yes.
Was released on July 6th. It is the highest grossing film ever to come out of Sweden. And the DVD apparently has a bunch of special features in it. All I am suggesting is if you can rent it on Netflix, it's going to be regular standard definition and Blu-ray high definition.
Yeah.
Get it. If you like detective stories and you can put up with the sadomasochistic stuff, actually it's sadism, it's not really masochism. If you can put up with the sadism, and it is, I'm not going to say it's tastefully photographed, but it is photographed in a way not to be totally offensive. In other words, you see just enough so that you know what's going on, if you get the idea.
Yep.
I might have toned it down a little, and then again, I might not. By the way, this picture is coming to an English language adaptation. And I do not have high hopes for it because the guy who plays James Bond is going to be the guy, is going to be Michael Blomquist. And that kind of worries me slightly because I don't think he's that good an actor. I'm not that crazy about his work in the James Bond films. It's going to come from Columbia Pictures, and it's I can't remember the guy of James Bond, but he's going to be Michael Blomquist. You know, the British actor with the muscles.
Yeah,
that guy. And I've got to look up his name, and I'll find it in a minute, if I can get it just before we have to sign off, because I know we're getting Daniel Craig is going to be the Michael Blomquist. So Ellen Page Kristen Stewart, Natalie Portman, Mia Wasikowska, Keira Knightley, Anne Hathaway, Olivia Thirlby, Ava Green, Rooney Mara, and Scarlett Johansson were considered for the Lisbeth Salander role, but they're not giving it to the Swedish actress who created the part and who was Lisbeth Salander in the entire trilogy.
Yes.
The rumor is they're giving it to Carey Mulligan. Carey Mulligan is known for what? Well, she's going to be in the sequel to Wall Street. She's going to be Winnie Gecko. Now, I don't know if that's Gordon Gecko's daughter or his trophy wife. She was in Public Enemies. I saw the picture and I don't remember her in it. She was in An Education. I did not see that picture. And she was in Pride and Prejudice, and I did see that picture, and I don't remember who she was. Well, she was Kitty Bennett, but I don't remember her.
Yeah.
So we'll see what's
out of time, Ted.
Heavens, we spent the whole show talking about one picture.
Yep.
Well, it's TEDFLICKS.com. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you being with me.
My pleasure, Ken. Thank you.
Well, once again, we've come to the end of the show. Until tomorrow night at 6, this is Ken Hudnall for the Ken Hudnall Show saying, have a truly great evening. And if you'll start my theme music, Heidi.